Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is a show made by me and is a podcast. Duh. Do 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 do. I guess we're just gonna. I'm just gonna start it by passing on the mic to someone else. See ya. Hello and welcome to me podcast. I am your host. What is my name again? Hey, like it matters. Today, we're going to be looking at the constantly wanting to mate female TikTok thoughts. There's not that much to talk about. They just wear tight jeans. They have a big ass, big boost. They wear those tight jeans, you know. And they twerk a lot. That's what they do. There's not more to say. So I guess while I'm here, might as well talk about the most horrifying thing. Twitch farts. Yes. He's also constantly wanting to mate. They come out with different ways of earning money. They're greedy creatures. They either attract an army of simps, which are some of the most powerful creatures on the known internet because of their loyalty. And they have control over all of them. And that's basically, you know, them in a nutshell. They do weird things for weird people because weird equals weird. Yeah, you get it. It's fucking weird. Well, this has been unnatural, not geographic. I guess I gotta move on. Fuck Pokemon, though. Please return to the reality we all live in. Don't live in yours. Before we continue this epic episode of me podcast, this video is sponsored by all my subscribers over on Vivi Union. If you are a subscriber, you are helping out a lot with me and you motivate me to make more content. If you want to end up supporting me even more and if you haven't subscribed to Vivi Union yet, go do that. It will support me a lot and it's free. No payment required. Well, I guess it's time for my segment. It's been a while since we had one of those, and now I have a lot of shit to go through. We hosted two big parties so far, for one reason. Doesn't matter to you. You know, the point is, we have done something special. Well, I'll give you a hint of what it was for me. That's why I love my family so much. They're so nice. I love them. But now I might as well just tell you this right here, right now. I don't like alcohol. That's what I told your mom last night. Ah, man, that joke was bad. Just bad. But when it comes down to it, basically, yeah, we hold some parties for something about me, I forgot. It was big for me. But yeah, but that's it. Let's move on to the next segment. Thank you. We're moving on to the movie segments of Grass and Popcorn. Moving on to my segment. Welcome to my movie segment. I am here talking about shit on cinema. I'll be out there popcorn ready because we're going in hot with Iron Man, the movie that started the MCU. So let me address the obvious. It's not that much of a comic book movie, as it is a serious action movie with epic comic book characters, and it's an icon. Versus one with, yeah, it is. Why does that matter to you? I'm just asking. Yeah, now you're speechless, huh? When I have a point, that's when you're speechless, and when I don't have a point, you guys just talk and talk. I bet you're racist. You know what you're doing. But yeah, with Iron Man, it's a bit complicated. It wasn't supposed to spawn the MCU. At all. But its post-credit scene pretty much just made the MCU. When Nick Fury tells Tony Stark about the Avengers. When it comes down to it, I'm in house of team of terrorists attacking and billionaires dealing with it. I mean, it starts out with a terrorist attack. Fire man affecting as well. Him getting a kaboom. Close to him almost dying. And a lot more. But like I said to it, this movie spawned the MCU. But without the MCU, it would just be seamless and then a write-off Marvel movie. Which I personally believe would just be sad. But as the start to a cinema icon, the MCU, it's marvelous. I want to come down to it. The final words of Tony Stark were the final words of this movie. I am Iron Man. The words that started off the MCU ended up ending as big. I'm closing the book on the Infinity Saga. Along with a snap. Tony Stark started the MCU and ended the MCU. Because of that, dude, this is amazing. This book. The characters are great, mostly. Iron Man is incredible. The movie's just all out good. But how well does it stack up against other MCU titans of power like Infinity War and Civil War? In Age of Ultron and The Avengers and Endgame, you name it, every single movie in the MCU. How well does it stack up? Well, it might just go up there as one of the best MCU movies just because of how much of a similar time it was. Remember, the next movie that came after this was The Incredible Hulk. There's a lot to go over. The world knows what it is. So, yeah. We could talk about some of this. Or any of this, really, but let me just say this right now. Iron Man stacks up well against the MCU. Iron Man gets a solid 9 out of 10. It wouldn't be an end of me podcast if I didn't tell you to improve yourself. So we're moving on to the self-improvement segment. We are now moving on to the self-improvement segment. I'm happy to announce this, and let us begin. So as you all know, I like telling you guys to improve yourself, and this is no different. This, I can tell you guys to be a better you, don't be like others. But eventually, you know, I'm gonna run out of motivation over words and everything, but there are plenty of other creators out there who you can look to if you want to be motivated. Remember, look at all these creators. They each started out as a small creator. They started out where I was, making their own type of content. And now look at where they are. They're all unique and beautiful people. They showcase what YouTubers can become. And that's why Me Podcast. It's a self-improvement segment. Well, I want to tell you guys to check out insert random YouTuber here. And I'll be doing this one time. Yeah. If you want to improve yourself, do it yourself. Or get motivation from YouTubers. Just note, if you're going to take motivation from someone like Morx, get a life. Please. Morx is an unmotivated jackass stealing content from Mr. Beast, okay? And he's clickbait. Never believe the clickbait. We have reached the end of Me Podcast. This episode was fun to record. Some trial and error were there, but honestly, who cares? You guys just want to see me talk. Or guess hear me talk. Fun fact about this, throughout the whole time, my Apple Watch has gone in the way. And constantly beeping. If you heard it, don't let me know. I want it to be some funny Easter egg. Apple Watch, I swear to God, shut up. It didn't actually just say something, I just thought I'd do it for comedic purposes. But man, this has been it for Me Podcast. I've been Thomas. See ya and ghost craft with Junior or whatever.